This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday downplayed a massive cyber attack on U.S. government agencies, declaring it under control and undercutting the assessment by his own administration that Russia was to blame. "I've been fully briefed and everything is well under control," Trump tweeted in his first public comments on the hack, adding that "Russia, Russia, Russia" is the priority chant when anything happens. And he suggested that China may also be involved. More than 300 schoolboys kidnapped last week in an attack on their school in northwest Nigeria have arrived in the capital of Katsina State after their release on Thursday. Friends and family gathered to greet the boys with tears and hugs as they arrive. The boys were abducted 1 week ago from the all-boys government science secondary school in Kankara in Katsina State. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claim responsibility for the abduction, saying they attacked the school because it believes Western education is un-Islamic, factional leader Abu Bakar Shekau said in a video earlier this week. More than 800 students were at the school at the time of the attack. Hundreds escaped, but over 700 boys were, 300 boys were taken. They told authorities this week that they had been beaten by their captors and forced to march through the forest to evade the government forces pursuing them. In the southern city of Naples, Italy, residents had a bad day last week when the blood of San Gennaro, the patron saint of Naples, failed to liquefy despite two rounds of praying by the faithful. Many city residents see this as a bad omen for things to come. And EU and UK negotiators press on with talks in Brussels with no sign of a deal between them.